the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Come, let us worship Christ, font of all wisdom. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Come, let us worship Christ, font of all wisdom. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Come, let us worship Christ, font of all goodness and wisdom. We praise the first part of Psalm 116 today. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. Turn back my soul to your rest. For the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. Blessed be our God, who gives us hope and leads us to springs of life-giving water. Let's take a moment to see if we can pray with our little prayers of Lectio Divina type of prayers as we reflect on what God is saying to us in these readings. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. God's presence is withdrawn from the condemned city. The glory of the Lord left the threshold of the temple and rested upon the cherubim. These lifted their wings, and I saw them rise from the earth, the wheels rising along with them. They stood at the entrance of the eastern gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was up above them. These were the living creatures I had seen beneath the God of Israel by the river Chebar, whom I now recognized to be cherubim. Each had four faces and four wings. Something like human hands were under their wings. Their faces looked just like those I had seen by the river Chebar. Each one went straight forward. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, Son of Man, it is about your kinsmen, your parents, your fellow exiles, and the whole house of Israel, that the inhabitants of Jerusalem say, they are far away from the Lord. To us the land of Israel has been given as our possession. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, though I have removed them far among the nations and scattered them over foreign countries, and was for a little while their only sanctuary in the countries to which they had gone, I will gather you from all the nations, and assemble you from the countries over which you have been scattered. And I will restore to you the land of Israel. They shall return to it and remove it from it all its detestable abominations. I will give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them. I remove the stony heart from their bodies and replace it with a natural heart, so that they will live according to my statutes and observe and carry out my ordinances. Thus they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts are devoted to the detestable abominations, I will bring down their conduct upon their heads, says the Lord. Then the cherubim lifted their wings, and the wheels went along with them, while up above them was the glory of the God of Israel. And the glory of the Lord rose from the city and took a stand on the mountain, which is to the east of the city. Spirit lifted me up and brought me back to the exiles in Chaldea, in a vision by God's Spirit. Then the vision had seen me left. I told the exiles everything the Lord had shown me. Responsory prayer. The glory of the Lord rose to the threshold of the temple. The temple was filled with the cloud, and the court shone with the glory of the Lord. Then the glory of the Lord went forth from the threshold of the temple. O Jerusalem, how often have I longed to gather your children together, but you refused. Your temple will be left deserted. Then the glory of the Lord went forth from the threshold of the temple. Celebrating this great patron saint of catechists, Saint Robert Bellarmine. And he's from around the time of the Council of Trent, which was like a 20-year-long process of councils and sessions. He entered the Society of Jesus, so he was actually a Jesuit. And after ordination to the priesthood, he distinguished himself by brilliant disputations in defense of the Catholic faith. Wow, there's something that I could admire and hopefully hope to imitate. He also taught theology in the Roman College, and eventually he was elected to the College of Cardinals and named bishop of a certain diocese, and he solved many pressing questions for the various Roman congregations. Again, he's a great patron saint of catechists, so I guess also of apologists. Our second reading is from the treatises on the Ascent of the Mind to God by Saint Robert Bellarmine. Sweet Lord, you are meek and merciful. Who would not give himself wholeheartedly to your service if he began to taste even a little of your fatherly rule? What command, Lord, do you give your servants? Take my yoke upon you, you say. And what is this yoke of yours like? My yoke, you say, is easy and my burden light. Who would not be glad to bear a yoke that does not press hard, but caresses? Who would not be glad for a burden that does not weigh heavy but refreshes? And so you were right to add, and you will find rest for your souls. And what is this yoke of yours that does not weary but gives rest? It is, of course, that first and greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. What is easier, sweeter, more pleasant than to love goodness, beauty, and love, the fullness of which you are, O Lord my God? Is it not true that you promise those who keep your commandments a reward more desirable than great wealth and sweeter than honey? You promise a most abundant reward. As your Apostle James says, the Lord has prepared a crown of life for those who love him. What is this crown of life? It is surely a greater good than we can conceive of or desire. As St. Paul says, quoting Isaiah, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him. Truly then, the recompense is great for those who keep your commandments. That first and greatest commandment helps the man who obeys, not the God who commands. In addition, the other commandments of God perfect the man who obeys them. They provide him with what he needs. They instruct and enlighten him and make him good and blessed. If you are wise, then know that you have been created for the glory of God and your own eternal salvation. This is your goal. This is the center of your life. This is the treasure of your heart. If you reach this goal, you will find happiness, If you fail to reach it, you will find misery. May you consider truly good whatever leads you to your goal, and truly evil, whatever makes you fall away from it. Prosperity and adversity, wealth and poverty, health and sickness, honors and humiliations, life and death in the mind of the wise man are not to be sought for their own sake, nor avoided for their own sake. But if they contribute to the glory of God and your eternal happiness, then they are good and should be sought. If they detract from this, they are evil and must be avoided. Knowledge shall be kept safe in the mouth of the priest, and man shall seek instruction from his lips, because he is the messenger of the Lord of armies. The bishop should be God's steward, so that he may encourage his hearers with sound doctrine, because he is the messenger of the Lord of armies. I want to pray for God's help to be able to do this discernment on what's truly best from the eternal perspective. What will truly lead to me being happiest from the perspective of eternal life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Pray for the Holy Father's holy intentions and for him personally. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. God our Father, you gave Robert Bellamy wisdom and goodness, to defend the faith of your church. By his prayers, may we always rejoice in the profession of our faith. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray the chaplet of divine mercy for plenary indulgence and for all of the members of our community who need God's help. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of all the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, compassion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, grant us your boundless mercy, and I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released in hell, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.